better they that 2.5 million COVID vaccine doses were on their way to Taiwan in a move likely to draw disapproval from Beijing, which claims the self-ruled island. China expressed fury earlier this month when U.S. senators visited Taiwan and announced the vaccine donation amid simmering tensions between Washington and Beijing. The number of shots is about 3 times as many as announced during the U.S. delegation visit to Taiwan. Taipei has accused Beijing of hampering its efforts to secure enough doses. Until recently, Taiwan navigated the pandemic by recording just a handful of deaths, but cases have soared after an outbreak that began with airline pilots. Brazil's death toll from COVID-19 is expected to pass 500,000 on Saturday, as experts warn the world's second deadliest outbreak may worsen due to delayed vaccinations and the government's refusal to back social distancing measures. Only 11% of Brazilians have been fully vaccinated, and epidemiologists warn that with winter arriving in the southern hemisphere and new variants of coronavirus circulating, deaths will continue to mount even if immunizations gain steam. Brazil has registered almost 500,000 deaths from nearly 18 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, according to Health Ministry data on Friday, the worst official death toll outside the United States. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after what they say were lessons learned from previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Exiled opposition groups on Saturday hailed a, quote, boycott of Iran's presidential polls won by a hardliner accused of serial rights violations, claiming authorities exaggerated even historically low official turnout numbers. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi won almost 62% of the vote in Friday's election, Iranian authorities said, giving turnout as 49%. Opposition groups based abroad had urged a boycott of the poll, which was held after the most prominent rivals to Raisi were either disqualified in pre-election betting or withdrew. One group believes the actual turnout was 10%, but did not say how the figure had been calculated. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani replaced two top ministers charged with managing the country's faltering security Saturday, as the Taliban continues to capture new territory in fierce battles with government forces. The shakeup of the defense and interior ministry position comes as violence surges and peace talks remain deadlocked, with the Taliban claiming to have seized more than 40 districts in recent weeks across the rugged countryside. The latest cabinet change must be approved by parliament and amid the increase of violence since early May after the U.S. military began the formal withdrawal of its last remaining troops. U.S. President Joe Biden has set September 11th as the deadline to withdraw American soldiers, the 20th anniversary of the attacks in the United States that led to the invasion of Afghanistan. Since the Pentagon began the final withdrawal on May 1st, the Taliban has unleashed a wave of attacks targeting government forces. The Defense Ministry confirmed Saturday government troops had retreated from several districts but said they aim to take them back. A Hong Kong court ordered the top editor of a pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, and the head of its parent company held without bail Saturday, the first hearing since their arrest 2 days ago under the city's national security law. Chief editor and CEO have been charged with collusion with a foreign country to endanger national security, a case widely seen as an attack on press freedom in a semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Apple Daily has been one of the most outspoken defenders of civil liberties in Hong Kong. It supported massive protests demanding more democracy in 2019 and has criticized the subsequent crackdown, including the enactment of a national security law last year. And the airport in China's southern city of Shenzhen canceled hundreds of flights and tightened entry controls Saturday after a single restaurant employee tested positive for the Delta coronavirus variant. City health officials said a 21-year-old waitress had been infected. Shenzhen is near Hong Kong. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.